Ricky, win number 8, but Magpies really made you earn it.
Yeah, they did, actually. Their pressure was really good tonight, so credit to those guys. Yeah, but we ended up winning ugly, which is a good sign, so things didn't go our way all night, but yeah, we got the 4 points, and we're pretty happy with that.
Ricky, you've been back in the side now 2 weeks. Had a great start to the game, had a stack of the footy in the first quarter. Are you enjoying getting back into that side and finding your groove?
Yeah, it is good actually, just be back in for a couple of weeks. You know, Brownie and Leedy have gone out with injuries, so I've just got my opportunity and I'm just trying to make the most of it and keep me spot on the team. The structure that we've got makes it pretty easy for blokes just to come in and out when applicable, so yeah, it's been nice to be back in.
We loved your work, right? What were the conditions like? Looked a bit slippery, a bit dewy.
Yeah, it was. From early on, even when we walked out there before the bounce, it was really wet and it pretty much turned into a wet weather game. Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but yeah, there was a fair bit of dew on the ground.
Just the when opposition get it, here we had Carlton the first half last week, certainly Collingwood for phases this week. The overuse of handball creeps in, Hendo.
Yeah, that's something that we talked about at halftime and something that we needed to rectify, and we just couldn't do it. But like I said, that's their pressure as well. That's Collingwood's pressure. So that's, like I said, that's credit to them. But, yeah, we'll work on that this week. And, you know, we've got a really potent forward line. So if we can get it forward to them, you know, you've got Eddie Betts and Taylor Walker up there. They'll do the rest for us.
Hendo, I thought it was a good hit out given the Collingwood pressure. A lot of the stars performed, but not, you know, you weren't relying on the big guns. It's almost a case of all played well again.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do from week to week. You know, we're not relying on our stars like we have maybe in the past. So, you know, everyone's standing up and playing their role. And, you know, Cedo comes into the defence this week and plays his role, and he understands his role and is able to play it. So, yeah, it's a really good sign for everyone involved at the club and all our supporters as well.
That total team defence, I think we saw a good deal of it today. You kept Collingwood to under 69 points, and I think it was around 45 inside 50s. Is that the look you're looking at there, the sort of numbers you want to keep the oppo down to?
Yeah, definitely. Early in the year, you know, we're getting a lot of inside 50s against. So we've had a look at that and we've got used to the system a little bit more, and as we got used to it, the inside 50s have come down, which has really been good. So, but yeah, you know, we don't want to leak too many inside 50s, and that's something that we're able to do tonight.
Don Pike speak to you at all after the game?
Yeah, he just spoke to the boys then, actually. So, like I said, you know, it was good to get the 4 points and win dirty, and it's good to get the 12th win for the year.
Hendo, what about the pace of the game? Seemed to be quick up and down the ground. Both teams, Collingwood took you guys on and you took Collingwood on.
Yeah, I imagine it might have been a good game to watch in that kind of aspect, very up and down. And, you know, that's not how we want to play. We'd like to lock it in the forward line and have a few repeat stoppages in there. So that's something that we'll look at over the next couple of weeks.
First 15 minutes after a game is the best time for footballers. It's the time when you can just go, well, great, we're second on the ladder. How good's this? We played reasonable footy, and it was great for Scotty Thompson to get a win in his 300th.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, Tomo's been an amazing player for the club for so long, and to play his 300th tonight is a pretty special occasion. To get the win for him tonight is unbelievable. And, you know, for the 50,000-odd fans that turned out tonight as well to celebrate Tomo's milestones, a credit to the supporters and credit to Tomo as well.
You know you're second on the ladder?
No, I didn't, actually. That's a nice stat. So there you go. Just 12 wins, and, yeah, we'll keep moving
just
forward.
Just give us a little silent fist pump down there for the steel shop, can you? You're bloody second on the ladder, Hendo.
There you go. I'll give you a little fist pump.
Ricky Bobby, you've played a couple of games the last 3 weeks against teams outside the eight. Massive challenge next week. You go to Cadinia Park. Have you thought much about that?
No, not as yet. You know, it's something that we've looked forward to for a couple of weeks now. You know, the whole Dangerfield rivalry and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think I've recorded a win since I've been playing down at Cadinia Park. So
I think it's time.
Yeah, I definitely think it's time. And, you know, it'll be another great challenge for us. So they're a good team. You know, they've been off the last couple of weeks, maybe a little bit. So they'll be trying to rectify that this week.
Surely they don't look towards Cadinia Park now, because they've just won a bloody game of footy.
I tell you what. This is in my head, and I know Hendo and the players are a little bit different.
Let him enjoy the win.
I've had my eye on this game for about 6 weeks.
I think we have.
This is a pivotal game going forward for where Adelaide will finish, whether it be top or top two or top four or top eight. So, look, players don't look too far ahead, but I reckon some of them might have had a sneaky little glance about this one. Am I right, Hendo?
No, we're just more interested in celebrating Tomo's 300
yes.
tonight.
Yeah, well done, Hendo!
I'm looking forward to the beers a bit more often than next week.
Good stuff there.
Well, what will you go with, by the way, Ricky? Are you a blower man? Are you a chainsaw? What do you reckon for the backyard, for the skill shop?
Yeah, I might get a chainsaw and just hack some stuff down and get some nice use out of it.
Okay. I think every man should have a chainsaw. Hey, Ricky, well done, mate. Fantastic effort.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Still shop player of the day. He was a star, too. That first quarter of his was outstanding. There was a passage of play where he did that inside-out screw-kick mongrel Bix, and he followed for 150 metres. Could have got the alley-oop over the top. Is that what you call it, the old Joe the Goose?
Oh, well, he just...
He ran hard.
Look, he does, and he I thought he used the ball reasonably well. He made one or two little mistakes, but the highlight for me was when he went really hard, put his head over it, won a big contested ball, got the ball out, and Adelaide, with a chain of handballs, went and scored a goal. And that's probably been a little bit of a knock-on, Ricky, over his time. Hasn't been hard enough over the footy for his whole career. And when you do things like that, it just shows you're really keen to keep your spot in the side and you're fair dinkum about what you're doing.